We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Yo, how we doing on this fine first day of spring, Wednesday, March 20th? Evan and Tiki on The Fan. There is a ton to get to today. Saquon Barkley is an absolute troll. We'll get you set for the start of the baseball season. Some of my fellow Jet fans are very, very giddy. The way I am. But one thing I am, I guess I'd say, confused by are my friends here in New York City who are New York Yankee fans. Because I say this as an independent baseball observer. I say this as a baseball fan. That despite the news on Gerrit Cole and the questions surrounding him, and despite the uncertainty you'll have all the time about Aaron Judge because he is injury prone, we did get good news today. He's in the lineup tonight when the Yankees take on the Pirates. I look at this Yankee team, in my humble opinion, and I see a Yankee team that has the better chance of winning a World Series more so than any Yankee team I've witnessed in the Aaron Judge era. Which may sound crazy, but when you really think about it, it kind of makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Since the Aaron Judge era began back in 2017, how many years, Yankee fans, did you go in thinking, hey, we got the team? 2018, the year after when you brought in Giancarlo Stanton, but still had questions in the rotation. Masahiro Tanaka's pitching with a partially torn UCL. Luis Severino's trying to prove he's legit. Plus, you were coming off a season no one saw coming. And sometimes those are the most difficult seasons. Was it 2019? Was it 2020? But then the pandemic got involved. Was it 2021? Or was it last year? When we were all disgusted by Brian Cashman and the Yankees not doing enough to improve left field. This season, they added the best bat they have added in a long time in Juan Soto. And so despite the injury questions that are around this team, I, as just a baseball fan, I look at this team and I say, man, I think I feel better about their chances winning it all this year than I have really in the last decade. And I don't know if I get the sense that Yankee fans feel that way. I get a sense, Tiki, maybe I'm nuts, that the Yankee fan is afraid, Yankee fan is negative. I don't understand why.
Well, you know why? It's because it feels like the success of the Yankees is hinged upon something that is outside of even the player's control and the manager's control and Cashman's control, and that's health. And think about all the teams that we spend a lot of time talking about, the New York Jets. It's all about health.
Mm-hmm.
Best roster in football right now. They just got to be healthy, including number 8, the guy behind center. As long as he's good, the Jets should be good. The New York Knicks, right? The East feels open or attainable, even though the Celtics are in the way there. But if the Knicks were healthy, they'd have a real shot at making a run. And now you get to the Yankees, and it's the same exact conversation. As long as the Yankees are healthy, in particular, Aaron Judge, who is playing today, mm-hmm. which is a good sign, probably walk twice in his 2 at-bats and not swing the bat at all.
So that's midseason form,
right? So, but it's all health. Everything is predicated on health. And so your optimism is it's not you can't control it, right? You want to be optimistic because on paper it looks amazing.
Yeah, but
it looks like it's going to be fine. It looks like, as you said 2 weeks ago, the Yankees are going to win 103 games and they're going to be right there in the conversation once the ALCS comes up. That's true, but there's something that's maybe we've been conditioned because of all of our damn sports teams getting hurt. In the back of our mind, we're like, yeah, but Stanton's going to go down, and Judge is probably going to play 125 games, and Cole is out for a month and a half, and who knows what the rest of the rotation is going to do, and now DJ's got the toe, and we got to get these young guys to stay healthy and be lucky like they were a year ago. Like, there's just so many, like, mitigators that pull you negatively, even though, like, when you just want to look at it on paper, you're like, okay, we're good.
Yeah, but here's my argument to that. I think every team in every sport can be derailed by a multitude of injuries.
Of course.
There's no question
100%.
About that. What the Yankees have done, and there's a reason why I have confidence in them. There's a reason why I believe in them. And it's certainly not because I'm a Yankee fan, and it's certainly not because I'm trolling you. I'm being honest. I want to give you the reasons why.
Mm-hmm.
The New York Yankees this offseason, Judge insured themselves. Because for the last few years, the New York Yankees were as reliant on Aaron Judge as any team in baseball can be reliant on one player. That's not healthy.
Yeah.
In Major League Baseball, you should not be reliant on one player. When the Atlanta Braves lost Ronald Acuna Jr. in 2021, they won a World Series. Now, there were reasons that they were able to overcome that because they were good enough behind him. The New York Yankees, and this is what's different than last year.
Mm-hmm.
This is what's different than 2022. What's different than 2021 is that the New York Yankees can lose Aaron Judge for a couple of weeks and not sink. They are better. They have insured themselves because they went out, and this should not be forgotten, Yankee fans, because I think you're underrating this. You went out and got the best bat humanly possible to get in Juan Soto. You added him. Now, we're not talking about 25 or 26 or 27. I'm talking about right now in this moment. And Yankee fans and Met fans need to just live in the moment. And in the moment...
It's hard to do that, though.
No, you have to, because there's a baseball season starting in a week. In a year, there's another baseball season. That's a year from now.
Right.
We may all be dead in a year. Okay?
Let's hope not.
I'm just being honest. Like,
why so morbid today?
Because I don't want to think about 2 years from now or 3 years from now. We're talking about today. And that wasn't the only move they made. I'm not saying this because they added just Juan Soto. They added Alex Verdugo, who's a good, solid baseball player. You know what he is? He's better than Aaron Hicks. You know what he is? He's better than Joey Gallo. And that's not all. They've got young players who we got a tiny little glimpse of last year. Jason Dominguez, who's coming back in June, July. Austin Wells, who will at least give you an opportunity to maybe be the offensive catcher this team hasn't seen in a very long time. You also have Gleyber Torres in a contract year. You have Anthony Volpe in a year in which you think he's going to get better. I think he's going to get better. You have a Yankee team, and I'm not telling you they don't need Aaron Judge. That'd be stupid. But I'm telling you they can survive without him for weeks at a time.
Of course.
They could not last year.
And he's healthy right now, at least somewhat healthy, because he's playing today. Because if he wasn't, it would be no need for him to play in these last few spring training games. So, but that's not even what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about from a fan perspective, it's like there's this cautious optimism about the Yankee season. Yes, I think most people in the best case scenario see the Yankees as being a team that can win 100 or 100 plus games, win the division, make a run, do all those things. But it's like these little reminders of the fragility of these athletes, these gladiators, these massive human beings who we rely upon to win these games for us as fans, that we could lose them immediately. It happened last year with Judge. Making a great play as he always does.
No. Hold on.
Going
hold
into
on.
A wall.
Tiki.
The same thing happened this offseason, and we didn't even see it.
But see, what you just said is the error that I think you and Yankee fans are making. They had their season derailed because of an injury to Aaron Judge. That's what you're saying, right?
Yes, but I'm not
That's
talking...
not why their season derailed.
Okay.
It's BS. Their season derailed because they weren't equipped without Aaron Judge.
But now they are, is what you're saying.
Yes. So, yes, that was a brutal injury. But do you really think that should be the reason a baseball team crumbles because one guy got hurt?
It shouldn't. That just tells you how a poorly constructed team.
And what about this year's team?
It's certainly better constructed.
That's my point.
But you've also already had an injury to Aaron Judge. You have DJ with a foot. We don't even know what it is. A bone bruise on his foot after having the toe issue.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All of last year, and you just, your coal is out for a month and a half. You're just crossing your fingers, cautiously optimistic, because you still are optimistic. The team is good.
I think they're a good team.
What you're saying is 100% right. I'm not even disputing the ability to withstand some injuries to certain guys. But the last thing you want is for your best players to not be available.
Of course.
And so that keeps the, the expectation a little bit in check. You know what I mean? It just feels like it's a little bit more in check than it probably would be if Aaron Judge was looking strong and ready to hit 64 this year, or Giancarlo Stanton slimmed down, looked like a beast in spring training, or Garrett Cole was, you know, still rearing back and following up on his Cy Young. It's like, those things aren't happening yet. And so until we see it, you just have this like little bit of doubt. At least that's how I'm like registering the Yankee fan in this moment right
well,
now.
Well, I look back to 2009. 2009 was the last year the Yankees won a World Series, and 2009 already has some similarities to this season. The New York Yankees were without Alex Rodriguez for a significant period of time.
Yes.
And they were able to overcome it. Now, can the New York Yankees win a World Series without Aaron Judge playing? I'm not suggesting that. But what I'm certainly suggesting is that unlike the crap we saw last year, and I screamed this on the radio when we talked about it, they did not have their season derail simply because of an injury to Aaron Judge. That is too easy. That's an excuse.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what should happen in baseball. You should have a good enough roster to overcome it. They did not. They do now. And that's the difference. In 2009, while Alex Rodriguez was out, the Yankees survived it because they had other guys on their roster, whether it was Mark Teixeira or it was Nick Swisher or it was Derek Jeter or it was Johnny Damon, that helped overcome it.
Of course.
This New York Yankee team, in my little humble opinion, has enough talent now where we're not going to sit here on sports talk radio, at least we shouldn't be, and say, ah, gee golly, Aaron Judge is out, nothing we could do. They're better than that. Now, look, it is going to be nerve-wracking all season long around Aaron Judge. Why? Because he's injury-prone. That's the reality of who he is as a baseball player. He is a marvelous player. He is a great player. He's a future Hall of Famer if he stays healthy enough, but he doesn't stay healthy enough. Mm-hmm. So on this radio station, at the bar, with your friends, you will spend more time talking about Aaron Judge's status how his knee is doing, how his toe is doing, how his oblique is doing, how his arm is doing. You're going to spend more time talking about that than anything. We have to deal with that. That's who he is. That's who the Yankees are. But unlike last year and unlike the year before, the difference is when he doesn't play, don't tell your friend it's a punt game. You can win without him out there.
No, I agree with that because last year felt like that. The last couple of years.
And that's ridiculous. Like that. This isn't the NBA. This is Major League Baseball. One guy should not derail your season. And to the credit of Brian Cashman, I look at this team now. Now, look, if they lose 8/10 of their starting lineup, 8/10, no, that doesn't make sense, 7/9 of their starting lineup, yeah, of course that'd be difficult. Of course injuries can kill you. But I'm talking about 77% of guys getting hurt.
I didn't even
if
catch it.
If one guy gets hurt, because I thought of the pitcher spot too. I was like, DH, pitcher, whatever.
I know what you mean.
Then yes, injuries can obviously screw you. This is not the NFL, where a quarterback going down should be the end of you. This is not the NBA where your best players should end you. And Yankee fans, you know it deep down, no matter what the general manager says or maybe what you tell yourself. Last year wasn't because Judge got hurt. Last year was because you weren't good enough to overcome it. This year, you are.
Yeah, but I think also the Yankee fan doesn't want to get ahead of himself or herself. They don't want to start putting the expectation out there and then feeling disappointed. It's the difference with the Mets, right? The Mets feel like they're, like the expectation is lower because there wasn't a ton that was done this offseason. And you even hear your owner and your general manager talking about, yeah, we're just evaluating a little bit. We know you got some good players on the team, obviously, but the expectation feels lower. So when they do well, it'll feel, oh, we overachieved.
Wait, so you want the Yankees to do that?
No, not at all. I'm just telling you why the Yankee fan is kind of feeling that way, though. Like, they're feeling, I don't want to put ourselves on this pedestal and guarantee, or thinking in our minds, we're guaranteed to the ALCS, and anything less is a disappointment, because it's just so easy to get derailed. Yeah, and it has been for the last couple of years. And maybe that's PTSD from that.
I know,
right?
Maybe
maybe it's just being, like, conditioned to expect the worst. And the Yankee fan isn't usually that way, but the last couple of years have been bad, man. It's like you can't look at it and say, God, this is exactly what we expected from them. No, it's been disappointments.
I get that.
Despite some of the great successes that we experienced, including Aaron Judge hitting 62 home runs. But ultimately, they got to the postseason and they were dead.
But what you just described as a fan, you just described me. And basically, you're saying Yankee fans are Evan Roberts, and that's not what you want to be.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Low expectations so you're not disappointed.
No. The Evan Roberts is, we're going to stink simply because we are this team.
I'm a loser.
Right. The Yankee fan isn't saying that. The Yankee fan is saying, we are so good, but man, just a couple of things go wrong, and I don't know what we're going to be. Right? What if Garrett Cole doesn't pitch all year? What if Nestor isn't what Nestor was two seasons ago and he's more like he was a year ago? What if Rodon doesn't evolve? Like, there's just not big question marks, but they're like these little question marks on every single.
Every team has that.
I know, but we're talking about our team. I don't care about the Braves or the Montreal Expos or the Nationals or the Dodgers or whoever the heck it may
Scott
be.
Scott wasn't even watching baseball when the Expos existed.
Actually, I was because what's his name? Carter? What's his name?
Gary Carter?
Not Gary Carter.
Ryan Zimmerman?
No, I'm forgetting.
He's from Virginia.
One of these guys broke their hand. Who was it?
I mean, if you're asking me to remember an expo that broke his hand, Tiki.
I can't remember, but whatever. We had the preeminent doctor at UVA, and he was there, and I can't remember his name.
Don't bring up UVA on the show today. No, we're very disgusted with you.
I did nothing to do with it. I didn't even watch the second half.
I just want to know. Yes, we are emotional people as sports fans. I get that. I certainly know what it's like to be emotional. But if you're a Yankee fan who is sitting down a week before opening day, when you look at your roster and you know who's on your team, do you believe or are you scared? Are you confident or are you fearing the worst? I look at this roster with an independent eye. I look at what they've done this offseason with an independent eye. And yes, even with the injuries that have now hit this team, the New York Yankees should, in my opinion, make the playoffs without a problem. The New York Yankees, for the first time during the Aaron Judge era, and I'll compare them to 17, mm-hmm. I'll compare them to 18, I'll compare them to 19. Pick your year in the Aaron Judge era. Pick it. I feel better about this one going into opening day than any of those teams in the Aaron Judge era.
So effectively, you're saying this is the best chance for the Yankees in the Aaron Judge era. And let's put the Cole and all the other guys here. In this era.
Yes.
To win a championship.
Absolutely.
This season.
Yes, and I'll tell you why. A part of why in 2018, I didn't come in here brimming with confidence despite the Giancarlo trade.
Mm-hmm.
It's something very similar to the Orioles. I believe when a team comes out of nowhere, and let's not forget what those 17 Yankees were. They came out of absolute nowhere. Their over-under was 80.5, the same as this Met team, okay? That's what the expectation was. When you come out of nowhere and you go as far as they did, it is very difficult the following year to prove and do it again. And the Yankees sort of did, right? They won 100 games. They added Stanton, but they got knocked out in the divisional series. I'm skeptical of the Orioles. I am, and I love those guys down there. Mm-hmm. And yes, Jackson Holliday's on his way. And yes, the Orioles are loaded with young players. But you think it's easy? You think it's easy for a young team that shocked the baseball world, and despite going out and trading for Corbin Burns, you think it's easy that they're going to go do it again? I don't think so. And that's why the only team that I would think of and say, well, how did I feel in 2018 about the Yankees? Not as good as this team. Because here's what I see in this Yankee team. A team that's judge-proof concerning the bats that they added, an offense that has a chance to be dynamic. And yeah, there are questions around Gerrit Cole, but the rotation after him is not as bad as everyone wants to make it out to be. Which Carlos Rodon shows up this year? Well, I'll tell you this. If it's the Carlos Rodon from 2 years ago, you have yourself a second ace. Mm. If it's the Carlos Rodon from last year, well, that kind of sucks. Marcus Stroman has proven he's solid, even if you Yankee fans look for every reason to hate him. I think this Yankee team has as good of a chance to win it as they have in the Judge era. And that's why when I hear, I don't know, I'm confused by you people. What about you, Tubby?
Hell yes, Evan, I'm with you.
Yeah.
Three words to describe this Yankee team right now. You gotta believe. These are the you gotta believe Yankees.
No. Excuse me.
What?
Yeah, think of a new name.
All right, why are you stealing that one?
Oh, somebody's got to put it to good use. It's been years. You got to believe Yankees. No, it's the truth here. He's hit on all of it. And forget the fact that they're deeper in the lineup. Evan brought up 09, and you know what 09 had with Damon and Swisher outside of depth? Energy. Spark plugs. The Yankee team was not only injury-prone and waiting for the next injury to happen, they were boring after they got hurt. Verdugo, Soto, grabbing his crotch and shuffling. This team is going to be energetic. This team every night is going to give you a little juice. And if somebody else does go down, picking the guys up and making them more energized to recover from injuries isn't just about the talent. It's about the guys in that locker room.
Yeah,
this is a lot of guys out to prove it. I'm psyched for this Yankee team.
It doesn't feel old like it was in previous
years. They're not old, stale, and boring. And by the way, we are conditioned. We did an open on the Knicks yesterday. We talked about the Jets and they're adding everybody injury prone. Don't look now. Aaron Judge in a lineup tonight in spring training. Gerrit Cole seeing 50 doctors and finding out there's no tear. While those are injuries and it's bad news, or LeMahieu fouling a ball off, not pulling a muscle, those are actually good injury news. We are not getting the worst news possible with the Yankees.
That's a good
point. While it's looked at as a negative because these guys are hurt, it's actually a positive. There's positive Yankee injury news. We're not getting devastating blows here.
Yeah, I think the Gerrit Cole one sucks because we know he's missing a month or two. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
But in terms of Aaron Judge and DJ LeMahieu, how many games have they missed so far? The answer is zero because the season hasn't started yet.
Yeah.
And there's a chance, based on listening to Aaron Boone the other day, DJ LeMahieu is in the lineup on opening day. Aaron Judge should be in the lineup on opening day. So, yeah, when we're sitting here in March, and really the only baseball you concern yourself is guys not getting hurt. That's where we are in spring training. That's where I am in spring training. I love the sport. The Mets were on TV last night. When I put them on, because I needed to shy my eyes away from the mess of a basketball game in Brooklyn, and then the basketball your team attempted to play in whatever town in Ohio they play that in.
Dayton.
Was that basketball?
No, not really.
I thought it was Brickland. I thought they were building a house or something.
I get you. When I put the Met game on, all I cared about was don't get hurt. That's where we are in spring training. But to the Yankee fans out there, I wonder, today's a temperature check day. How you feeling? Are you confident? Are you cocky? Are you scared? Are you depressed? I say this as somebody that views you as an independent observer. I think you should be giddy because I don't think you realize how good this team can be. We'll get to your calls next, 877-337-6666. Plus, Marcus Stroman was railroaded by some people that don't like Marcus Stroman. The air has been cleared. We'll hear from Aaron Boone. 8 days away from opening day. Can you feel the optimism in the air? Not really from Mets fans. Me and three others are optimistic. From Yankee fans, I'm still trying to figure you people out. Are you pumped up? Do you believe in your team? Or are you so beaten down from the injuries over the last couple of weeks and really injuries over the last couple of years that you can't get yourself to believe? That you can't bring yourself back to a place where you used to be? Because here's the thing about Yankee fans. There was a time in your life, even if it doesn't occur right now in 2024, where you were confident, where you were cocky, where you believed, where you looked at anyone who didn't believe in your baseball team and you wouldn't even get mad. You would laugh at them. You'd almost chuckle at them. You talk about how few championships they won. Remind them how often you've won and you'd move on from your day. But it feels like over the last couple of years, Yankee fans, you're not fully there yet, but you sound more like Mets and Jets fans.
No, not
even
close.
Than you sound like those late 90s Yankee fans.
Not even close to that.
Not even close?
Not close to that.
Okay.
I mean, it's maybe leaking a little bit that way. Not trending, but it's not. No, nowhere close to. We're just going to jet it. We're just going to Met this thing out.
Slowly getting it. When you went into your little thing about, you know, Evan, the reason why there isn't that much optimism is you don't want to get hurt again.
Uh-huh.
You don't want to build yourself up too much.
Even,
I'm like, what are you, Peningo?
You're already hurt. You're already banged up to start. The season hasn't started yet.
Well, isn't that a good thing? You haven't lost anybody to injury yet.
And Sean's point is correct, right? We have injuries, but if there is such a thing, it's good injury news, right? Guys are out or banged up, but it's nothing terminal. It's nothing that's killing the season. Or making it feel like, oh, now we can't win. Like Gerrit Cole is the biggest one, only because it's indeterminate. Mm-hmm. We don't know how long he's going to be out.
Right.
But he's still not available for at least a month. And it hurts. But hopefully these guys rise to the occasion. We just don't know that that's going to actually happen until we see it. Right. I think that's really what it is for the Yankee. It's like we need to see it, and then we'll start believing in Rodon and Nestor's back and the rest of the rotation fills out.
One thing you will see tonight, and a game you'll hear right here on this radio station in about 4 hours or so, is Aaron Judge is in the lineup. So Aaron Boone was not lying the other day when he said we expect him to be in the lineup Wednesday, which puts him in line, assuming there are no setbacks, to start on opening day in Houston against the Astros. Let's get to your calls. We'll start it off with Mike in Marine Park. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening to you, Mike, depending on how you feel.
Oh, Evan, you're on the money. The cockiness is not there. We're not jumping off the cliff, but it's not the same bravado and cockiness as we had late 90s, early 2000s. That feel of almost always having a chance to win, that's gone. But Tiki the Barber Beefcake. I got a little bone to pick with you.
I like Brutus the Barber. Go ahead.
And I'm about to carve you up.
Go ahead.
Listen, Cashman, that rock-like PR stunt, that promo he cut during the summer with the profanity, that was the biggest crock of crap I've ever seen. Everything he's done via train. Now, I know that they preach a little more fiscal responsibility,
right.
But to go for the throat, go for the big-time move, Yankees are gone. How is not his dad?
Now, those are free agent moves you're talking about. That's the go for the that's for the go for it. It's the trade.
Yeah,
like you traded for Soto, right? You trade for some of these other guys. It's different.
It's different. We definitely have the Soto factor is going to be. I don't think Yankee fans are ready for what is coming. But I'm also very excited. The rotation is suspect. That's why I want Bauer. Another conversation for that day. But I'm excited about this kid Dominguez coming in. It's almost like a free agent coming in the middle of the year. Guys, have a great day.
Thank you, man.
You said something, and you're so right. I don't think guys are prepared for Juan Soto. Mm. I don't think the Yankee fan fully grasps what they're getting in Juan Soto. Now, I warn you, is it possible he gets off to a slow start? Of course. He got off to a slow start when he was traded to the Padres a couple of years ago. So it is possible.
Which caused the Vogelback comparisons.
Yeah,
right.
Well, that's not my fault. Blame Pete Hoffman. So I understand that if you're quick to boo the way a Sean Morash has been in the past, though he promises he won't be with Juan Soto because you're still trying to prove that he should love you, so you don't want to boo him.
No booing.
But I understand that Soto. Some Yankee fans.
You got to go to Applebee's 10 times before you fart in front of her. You know what I mean?
Right. So I understand some Yankee fans may have that urge, but if you get Juan Soto, like the Juan Soto, the Juan Soto I know, the Juan Soto that tortured me, the Juan Soto that I've watched, that we've all watched, if you get that Juan Soto, you guys don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, seriously, that's, I think, the real underrated part. You don't understand. And I said this the other day. I'm not a big believer in war. War tries to measure the amount of wins a player will bring a team. Juan Soto, to me, is proof that war is full of crap. Because if Juan Soto was on the New York Yankees 1 year ago, you want to tell me they're not a playoff team? They are. You want to tell me they don't win 10 more games? They do.
Yeah.
Because a bat like that can change everything. And I think that's a part of where Yankee fans aren't seeing fully clearly on how much better this team is. So get into the Cashman, Steinbrenner thing. Oh, they didn't do enough. They should have done this. Those are different discussions. Should they have added another pitcher? Should they have gone for the jugular? I'm talking about Juan Soto and the fact that they added him and the impact and difference that makes. And I'm not sure enough people understand the difference and impact that that one guy makes.
Well, of course. I mean, we know what he's going to potentially do. We've already seen it a little bit in the spring. He's just, we know how good he is, and the impact hasn't been felt from a brought in talent, not a homegrown talent, drafted and grown talent, probably since A-Rod, right? It's been a long time.
Acquiring a bat of that kind of impact. Is that's how you're defining
it? Yeah, that's how I'm... just a player, just someone who...
So Giancarlo, to me, was always a little bit overrated upon getting him. He was coming off an amazing season with the Marlins, and Giancarlo is this pure hulking slugger. But no, if you ask me, upon getting Stanton going into 18 and getting Soto now into 24... To me, Soto, based on age, based on what he's already accomplished,
of course,
I would be six times more excited for the acquisition of Juan Soto than the addition of Giancarlo Stanton.
The difference being, and this is the massive difference, is that when you got Giancarlo Stanton, you know you had him for a long time. You didn't know what, you know, the injuries and all the things, the disappointment that's occurred over the last 6 years, but you knew that you had him for a long time. Soto feels like we better do right by him now, meaning win now with him and take advantage of it, because we're not guaranteed keeping him for multiple years to come. Even though Yankee fans want to believe that that's going to happen.
It could happen. None of us know.
But it's 1 year, and then he's a free agent. That's what makes it a little bit different from Giancarlo Stanton.
So you're with this girl or guy, right? And they are so attractive. I mean, they're just like, you're thinking to yourself, how the hell did I pull this off, right? Are you thinking about marriage? No. Or are you thinking about, boy, this is going to be fun? What are you thinking about?
Depends how old you are.
Good point.
Okay. Damn right, good, I'm comeback. Banging my friend's good comeback, mom.
John.
That is a good comeback. All right. Well, Juan is 25, so 25 years old.
No, you're thinking about, quick night.
You're thinking about the night. Now, if it leads to something else, that could happen, but it's not going through your mind. So what I think the Yankee fans should do for their own mental health is I think you have to treat this season as if it is a crazy night.
I already want to make pancakes, though, Ev.
You're already thinking about the house you're getting?
At the very least, I'm thinking about the next morning.
Let's go to Nick in Greenlawn. What's up, Nick?
Hey, guys. Obviously, Tiki, big fan. Evan, love everything that you're doing with the Rico Bronya podcast.
Appreciate it.
But nice. I'm an actual Yankee fan. So
nice.
I just wanted to get the pleasantries out of the way. For the temperature check, I'm feeling confident. I love what obviously Cashman has done this past off season after the last year or so of criticisms. He made the team more deep. With the acquisition of Juan Soto and Trent Grisham, that I feel often gets overlooked as a defensive replacement. Adding guys like Verdugo and Stroman only bolsters what this team has needed, because instead of Willie Calhoun and Jake Bowers of the world, you're finding an actual major league proven outfielder in Verdugo. And Stroman's capabilities, especially in the first half of last year with the Cubs, he strengthens the rotation a lot, especially when you consider what he was able to do last year. And he's pitched in New York before with the Mets, and he's pitched with the Blue Jays. So he's well-versed the AL East. But my temperature check is about 95 wins and confident that obviously they're a playoff team. It's right along the lines of the Baltimore Orioles. And you look at the rest of the division, there's a lot of question marks. Mm-hmm. The Orioles lost their closer Bautista and signed Craig Kimbrell, who's not what he was, obviously 5 years ago. The Rays have injuries up and down their rotation. And McClanahan's lost for the year. And the Blue Jays, as good as they are, they haven't won the division. And they really haven't proven anything in this current iteration.
Yeah, so you're not, so you're not scared of them.
I think that's a really good assessment. I think the American League East, at the end of the day, may win a good amount of games, but it's not scary. Mm-hmm. You're not sitting there scared of the Toronto Blue Jays. The Boston Red Sox decided they didn't want to play baseball this season, so the Boston Red Sox don't even exist. The Tampa Bay Rays we have to have respect for, even if we question how they get to certain places. The Tampa Bay Rays are always trying to play whack-a-mole. They're always trying to find new gems.
Yeah.
They're always trying to develop new gems and somehow find their way to 98 wins. The Orioles are very, very tough. But what scares me about the Baltimore Orioles is not 2024. What scares me about the Orioles is their future. Is that I see them having a step back this year. I see the Orioles not accomplishing what they accomplished in the regular season last year, where, in case you forgot, they won 101 games.
Mm-hmm. Out of nowhere, it feels like.
Out of nowhere in terms of their development went quicker than maybe we thought.
Yes.
I could see them winning in the low to mid-90s. Not a bad year, but a step back. What scares me about the Orioles is their young players are not going anywhere, and now they've got a billionaire owner mm-hmm. to kind of mix that with big money spending. But again, much like that one-night stand we're having with the beautiful 25-year-old, you can't think about 2025 and 2026 and 2027. We're thinking about right now. And right now, I feel better about the Yankees winning the American League East than anybody else. That's how I feel. So I like that temperature check. Now, Tiki, we're new together.
Mm-hmm.
So you may be thinking, this is typical Evan. Every late March, he pumps the Yankee fan up. He probably has some ulterior motive. Then he's going to smack him down.
Well, I mean, you did that with the Giants, so I'm assuming, yes. You did that with the
Knicks. I didn't do it with the Giants. I said the Giants were going to have a lousy season. I called it, and I was right. What are you talking about?
Well, once the season got started, yes. You did.
No, before the season, I said they'd win seven games.
Well, maybe it was
six
Sean.
Or seven
maybe
games.
It was Sean gassing us up then.
Yeah.
I did pick us for 10.
No.
Yeah, it definitely was Sean.
It was not me.
Because I was only a little bit above you.
Yeah. I nailed the Giants. Yeah. I'm not taking any loss on that.
I think you said 8-9. I said 10. Let's not act like we were miles apart.
Yeah, but I felt like it could have easily been under 500 or over 500.
Well, whatever. But point is, both of you were wrong. I was right.
Right.
I said 6 or 7. I view the Yankees differently every year based on how I view their roster
and how I view their team.
I didn't feel great about them. I thought they'd make the playoffs, but I thought, low 90s, something like that. That's what I thought. But this is different. This is different because I saw
Juan
them.
Because it's really the Juan Soto thing.
I think that's it's the main thing, but it's not just that. They added Alex Verdugo is a very average player, mm-hmm. and I think if you use him the right way, you could take advantage of him. Like, for example, he don't hit lefties. So Alex Verdugo, in my world, is a platoon player. That's how I view him. And when Jason Dominguez is healthy, I'll tell you right now, assuming things go the way they go, the way we expect them to go, Verdugo and Stanton are platooning. That's what I would do. Now, does Aaron Boone have the balls to do that? I don't know. But I'm telling you, and by the way, go down that rabbit hole. If you took Verdugo against righties and Stanton against lefties, know what you have? Pretty damn good everyday player. That's what you have. Now, we have to get there. Jason Dominguez, maybe Trent Grisham early. They've got to kind of take that job. And
somebody else will be hurt by the time Dominguez comes back.
By the way, probably right.
But you can't even speak that into existence.
No, it's just the reality of a baseball season.
No, but what you just said is why I'm high on the Yankees. It's not simply just Juan Soto. That's a big factor.
Because there's options if there should be some sort of injury, whatever the injury is. There are options.
Yeah, I think that last year and the year before, okay, in 2022, it was the exact same thing, but you didn't notice it because of Aaron Judge. The New York Yankees, all of their issues during the regular season offensively were whited out by Aaron Judge's brilliance. Aaron Judge overcame the fact that the rest of their supporting cast mm-hmm. sucked.
Yeah.
Last year and the year before, guys not named Judge basically put up the same numbers. True story. Look it up.
Mm-hmm.
The difference was in 2022, Aaron Judge played all the time and had a historical season. In 2023, he didn't play all the time. And that was the difference. This Yankee team, to me, won't be as bad as a supporting cast because they're flat out better. They've got individual young players that I think are better and will contribute more. And they added real-life Major League Baseball players that I think are better. And that doesn't even include the veterans who I think bounce back, led by DJ LeMahieu, who showed you something in the second half of last year.
And Rizzo.
And yes, and the assumption that Anthony Rizzo, with that concussion, can't be that bad again. Let's go to Eli in Huntington. What's up, Eli?
What's up, Eli?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
First time calling, so I was just listening regarding, you know, how Soto's injury-proof for Judge. But if you look at the Padres roster, they were pretty stacked, too, with Tatis and Machado, and they didn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to think about your thoughts on that.
Is that really apples to apples in your mind? Like, is it really fair to say, well, the 2023 San Diego Padres sucked, Juan Soto played every game, so isn't that they're completely different teams. They're completely different rosters. Everything about it is different. And one thing we also heard coming out of San Diego, whether you want to believe it or not, I don't know, is that they also had a rotten locker room. Maybe that contributed. I don't know.
I think that was to me, it felt like a top-down thing, especially once you got that report late in the season that they had to, what was it, $100 million loan they had to take in order to pay down some of their debts. It made a we are not fully committed feel about the organization. And then who knows what the locker room situation was actually like, because we weren't in there. It's on the West Coast. We're not even paying attention, really, until we hear the leaks that come out of there. But at the end of the day, it felt like they overshot their shot.
Well, you know what it felt like? The San Diego Padres, without watching them every day, felt like a team that made no sense.
Mm.
It felt like when you look at their roster and you look at the performances of players, I would have said they won 93 games. That's what I would have said.
Yeah.
And instead, they won 82 games. And so the Padres didn't make sense last year. Can I define that as one specific thing? I don't know. I don't watch them every day.
Well, I mean,
I just know that their numbers didn't back up the lack of success. But to put that on Juan Soto doesn't seem fair.
I think it was, it's a collection of disparate people. Like you say, let's all get together and try to win something out here. And it never meshed.
But what I appreciate about Juan Soto, and it's very, very important, is that he goes out and plays every single day. Every single day. So I want you to calm down when I say what I'm about to say, because I know you're going to take it and you're going to run with it. You're going to go to digital and say, oh, make this a headline. Evan's an idiot. No, but this is the truth.
Right.
Damn truth. Pete Alonso. You know Pete Alonso?
I've heard of him.
I have this big hairy beard because of Pete Alonso.
Mm-hmm.
Pete Alonso plays every single day. Juan Soto plays every single day. Juan Soto is a brilliant baseball player. Juan Soto is better than Pete Alonso. No one will argue that. What makes Juan Soto one of the great players in all of baseball is that he's a superstar who also plays every day. Pete Alonso is a really good player who plays every day. And then you got Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge is a superstar too. But you know what he doesn't do?
Doesn't play every day.
Doesn't play every day.
Of course.
So I like guys who play every day, which is why I'd probably rather have Pete Alonso on my team than Aaron Judge. Because he goes out there and plays every single day.
I hear what you're saying.
Now,
but
take that aside, because I know that's offensive. Like, how could you say that? No. Well, Aaron Judge is better than Pete Alonso, but Pete Alonso is more reliable than Aaron Judge. So I know Pete Alonso is going to play 160 games. And don't give me this you're jinxing him crap. He's proven in his career he plays every day. If he gets hurt now, that's not my fault. Mm. That just means something changed. Juan Soto is Pete Alonso as a superstar. And you've added that to the New York Yankees. So I love guys that play every day because they can be reliable and you know what they're going to give you. While with Aaron Judge, you never know if he's going to play this week. You have no idea.
So what it sounded like you were saying was that when Juan Soto becomes a free agent.
I'm not talking about free agency. Don't bring that up.
When he becomes a free agent.
No, we're not talking about free agency.
The Mets are going to sign him and let Pete go to free agency.
I'm not talking about free agency.
He's going to become a Yankee.
Yeah, one way or another, Soto or Alonso's a Yankee next year.
Right.
First of all, I never brought up free agency.
I'm messing with you, Evan.
You're messing with me?
I'm messing with you.
Why are you messing with me?
Because you're messing with me.
How am I messing with you?
You're messing with Yankees fan. I'm not messing with the Met fan.
No, I'm not messing. Because I said I'd rather have a guy who plays every day like Pete Alonso than Aaron Judge.
You're basically making them interchangeable. These stars / superstars who play every day and can become a foundation for your team. And the reality is, in this next offseason, the Mets are going to have to make a decision.
Now, forget the offseason. Why do you keep bringing up the offseason? I'm not talking about the offseason.
Because you're talking about Pete Alonso being better than Aaron Judge.
That's no. I said
being
I'd rather
more reliable. You'd rather have him.
Yes.
And so what I'm saying is fine. You take Juan Soto because Pete Alonso's going to free agency. We'll take Pete Alonso.
What is wrong in the water at WFAN that the knee-jerk reaction is to talk about next year?
You're trolling in a sense.
No, I'm not.
So I'm just trolling back.
I'm not trolling. Why is that trolling to say Pete Alonso's more reliable?
The moment you compare,
he's better, dude. Aaron Judge is a better player.
The moment you compare, as Sean is getting ready to say, you open the door.
No, no. What I'm trying to do for you is say you added a guy to your roster.
But you're not going to get Yankee fans to say, oh, yeah, I'd rather have Pete Alonso than Aaron Judge.
You don't have to because you have Juan Soto, which is my point. You went out and added a guy.
We have Juan Soto for a year.
I'm talking about this year. Why are we talking about next year? I'm talking about this year. We don't want to talk about next year?
As you scream with a beard that you have to shave because you knew it would have to go into next year.
That's irrelevant. I'm talking about this upcoming season.
Anytime you make a Pete Alonso comment, it's going to come up on next season. Right. It's inevitable.
Okay.
Here's what's happening. Evan can't take it. He can dish it. He just can't take it.
You've learned that.
Yes. Now he's getting angry because we're changing the subject.
You're changing it to free agency next year. Why are we talking about free agency next year?
Because you're trying to compare Pete Alonso to Aaron Judge.
No, what I'm saying is the new. I'm going to explain this again. Can I get a redo? I got a redo?
Yeah. Right. Pick someone else who plays 160-plus games a year and not be Pete Alonso.
No, I have to pick
Pete
Alonso.
Because as soon as you pick Pete Alonso, it becomes, all right, you're just trolling us.
No, I have to pick Pete Alonso because most baseball fans don't watch baseball outside of the teams in New York City. So if I bring up another player, if I bring up Manny Machado, it doesn't work. I'm not bringing him up. Why not? I'm going to waste your time with that.
I think New York baseball fans know who the hell Manny Machado is.
I'm not going to do it. I'm only going to bring up New York players. I have to give that comparison. You have a great player in Aaron Judge. He's a great player.
Mm-hmm.
He is completely unreliable. He never plays full seasons. I shouldn't say never. He rarely plays full seasons, a little bit less than half of the time in his career. In fact, on average, Aaron Judge will play 123 games a season. That's his record. That's what the proof is. 123 games per season. And I took the pandemic out because the pandemic doesn't do anything. And by the way, I did him a favor. Because if you include the pandemic, he would have missed 80% of the season. So Aaron Judge, on average, plays 122 games a season.
Okay.
Okay? You needed somebody who can be reliable, who you know will be out there all the time. Pete Alonso is out there all the time. He's not as good as Aaron Judge. I would never be foolish enough to say that he is, but he's more reliable. Pete Alonso averages 157 games per season. That's a real number, by the way.
Of course. A lot of goodness done the Mets.
122. Come on. Now you get me into these other discussions that are so off. Like, it doesn't make sense. Baseball's baseball. You think Mike Trout sucks because the Angels don't win? Take a lap.
Well,
Take a lap and shut your mic off then. Because you're morphing it into 18 other discussions. I want to stick to this to explain it.
But
you want to bring up a different sport.
Would you rather have Aaron Judge for 123 games a year or Pete Alonso for 150?
Well, first of all, why did you lower Pete's number? It's 157.
Okay. Would you rather have Pete Alonso for 157 games a year or Aaron Judge for 123?
I'd rather have Pete Alonso for 157.
Your sister's ass.
No, but that's my point.
That's where I think you're wrong.
So
I don't think the Yankee fan will agree with you.
But that's
I know what you're saying.
But you don't need it because you just went out and got the guy who's both. See, what Juan Soto is he's got the durability of Alonso, but the star power of Judge. You just got the morphing of both. Pete Alonso's not as good as Juan Soto. Pete Alonso's not as good as Aaron Judge. And guess what? Aaron Judge is not as reliable as Pete Alonso. Aaron Judge is not as reliable as Juan Soto. That's the facts. That's just the reality.
I mean, numbers will tell you you're right.
Of course they're right. So you need reliability.
Okay, so what's the point? So the point is Juan Soto is now a Yankee, so you have reliability to go with superstardom. But as long as he's healthy and as long as Cole comes back, as long as Rodon is Rodon, or at least what we think it was when he was with the White Sox, as long as Nestor was what he was 2 years ago, as long as DJ is fine, as long as Volpe continues to advance, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Like, I know what you're saying, but there's still all of these little marks that you can't ignore.
But the main mark is having that guy in the middle of your order. You didn't have it when Aaron Judge would miss the 40 games he always misses.
Mm-hmm.
You need, it's not just about Judge missing time.
Yeah.
It's about being good enough to overcome it.
Yeah, but
and they're able to.
You're putting it into an aggregation. So we're looking at the totality of his career. But we did have him for 152 games in 2022.
Yeah.
Or 21.
2022.
Which
2022.
22.
And 2017, his first year.
And he hit 62 home runs. He was amazing, right? It was tantalizing to watch him every single night. And then they get to the postseason and OPS collectively at 500. Right, so what does that do for you? At the end of the day, you need your stars to be stars when it matters.
Yeah, but I think
and so.
The playoff thing is a tough. I throw that one out because it's a small sample size, bro.
I know.
You're gonna say you can't play in the playoffs?
Nobody hit. I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about everybody.
I agree. That's why you have to look at regular season. I'll ask it to you this way, because Sean gave his answer, and I respect it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're a professional athlete, man, and you went out there and played all the time. So if there's anybody who would understand relying on a guy to go out and play, it'd be you.
Right.
Would you rather have an athlete who plays every freaking game, you can write it down in pen because he's done it his entire career, and he's really good?
Mm-hmm.
Or the guy who, flip a coin if he plays, and he's better and awesome? Who'd you rather have, the
Both.
Reliable guy or the superstar who may play, may not play?
Both. I'd rather have me.
That's a badass answer. But that's why, like, you guys get offended and you think it's a troll job. It's not a troll job. It's actually a really interesting discussion. Would you rather have an athlete who's reliable and good or an athlete that's unreliable and great? Like, don't get lost in this. Not once have I suggested Pete is better than Aaron Judge. I'd be an idiot to. I'm not. I'm saying he's more reliable than Aaron, just like you'd be an idiot to say that he isn't.
No doubt about it, but I think baseball has told you what they'd rather have. Is Pete Alonso going to touch the Aaron Judge bidding war?
No, but it's also coming off of a season in which he was healthy.
Awesome. Okay.
You don't have an answer to that, do you?
No, I mean, it's fine, but I still think, again, you don't sign Aaron Judge not knowing his injury history.
No, I get it. We all knew the risk. And by the way, no regrets. No regrets. Because I understand when you have a guy, like, let me put this in perspective. When Aaron Judge, on average, take his average season, he plays 122 games. He hits 40 home runs in those 122 mm-hmm. games. He has a 980 OPS. All amazing numbers. Pete Alonso plays 30 more games and hits 5 more home runs on average and has an OPS of about 880. So it's about 100 points lower. The numbers show you Aaron Judge is better. But it also shows you that you know the other guy's going to play. So over the course of a long season, and obviously it depends on how the rest of your roster is built, what would you rather have? It's a very simple question. Don't scoff at me like I'm some kind of idiot. It's a fair question.
I think depending on the sport. If this was football, I'd rather have the Pete Alonso. If this was baseball, I'd rather have the Aaron Judge because there's a lot of room to make up.
Well, first of all, we're talking baseball. We're not talking football.
Well, I'm just saying I do think that does decide the difference.
Have I made you feel uncomfortable about something?
No, your face has made me uncomfortable, Evan, which we should address at some point.
Yeah, real quick, my face, my beard today is very odd. It is blue, which is all fine. And then I thought, okay, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put a Dodger logo on it because they won opening day. So I was going to honor, like, I'm the Empire State Building.
By the way, we talked about that yesterday, and I still forgot to watch.
Oh, that it was opening day? Yeah.
We all did.
So did everybody. So I tried to be like a walking Empire State Building and have like an L.A. in white over my blue background, and unfortunately it turned into spots. Mm. So it appears as if, A, I'm in an adult film, in your face, B, a bird decided to go to town right while I was standing underneath, or C,
dribble.
Or C, I don't know how to eat. So
I'm going to suck on it, baby.
Those are the three options on how I look today. I'm sure a picture is out on social media.
Yeah.
We'll be on TV later. It is an ugly, ugly scene.
And you've argued Yankees while it looks like you have weird, runny pinstripes on your face.
Interesting. We'll get back to your calls coming up, 877-337-6666. Plus, Tiki Barber on trial. Tiki did something, not even sure he's aware that he did it, that has annoyed everybody at this radio station. We will address it coming up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.